Not a good day for the Browns, obviously. Didn't play as well. But left some plays out there. But I did see the fight in the second half for our football team. Didn't play very well in the first half. Just didn't play well. I mean, that's what it is. We got to play better. And there are some things I thought that we did okay in the second half. I thought there were some runs that were okay. Didn't throw the ball as well as I think we can as an offensive football team. Obviously, I got to give their defense credit. They made plays, and we didn't. And we had a chance to get it flipped. It was a real key play down there in the second half where we had to kick the field goal. I thought we had a chance to go score. You know, could have had a chance to score. And we just didn't see it the same way. So we just got to grow from these things and keep getting better. You know, the more you keep playing different people, these are the things that's going to show up. You know, just the growing pains again. So we'll get through it. Okay, what do you have? You know what? I thought he had good poise. I thought I didn't feel that he was, you know, it was too big for him. Obviously, I think there's some plays that we wish we had back, and he'll wish that he had back. But, you know, again, that's Robert's third game really been out there playing in 2 years. You know, so like I said the other day, you know, if things go great, good. And if they don't go as good, that's okay, too. You know, we got to grow from it, and he'll grow from it and continue to get better. No, not that one. No, there was a chance where we had a run up in there called it. We just didn't see it the same way and had a chance to, I think it would have been a big play. But
the third down pass, 10 yards out of bounds.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was trying to not get hit, you know, trying to be a little bit more protecting of himself there, which is smart. You know, sometimes you got to say uncle, and that's one that he did.
Why were the Bengals able to go down the field as easily as they did on those first two possessions?
You know, I got to look at the tape. You know, obviously, I don't think we fit some things as well as we did in the second half and the first half. I thought our second half, the defense, you know, showed up and fought their butts off. You know, I thought in the first half they kind of had us, you know, on our heels a little bit, and they did a good job that way. And so we got to get better.
Did you say something at halftime? Because you really did look like a different team in that second half.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter what I said. It wasn't enough to get us, you know, over the hump to win, you know. I think I say a lot all the time, every halftime. We just, I think our guys have responded the last few weeks, you know, in the second half. I think we've gotten better that way. What we got to do is start games faster.
Do you think, did Robert do a good job of protecting himself?
I thought he did. Yeah, I thought he didn't try to expose himself that way. I seen him one time run out of bounds, you know, and I'm telling him, hey, go north. And he's going, hey, I'm protecting myself. And he's right, you know. You got to do those things, you know, so you can be out there for the next play. But I think for him, just being out there and moving around again, calling a game, being involved in a game against a good football team, he showed that, you know, he belongs. He's got to get better in some areas. I think we all know that. I'm not running from that. But I thought, you know, for the first time back out late in the season like this, I thought he held his own.
Other times this year you've talked about guys who've made mistakes or didn't had a great game and said if they're out there, you expect them to play well and produce.
Yeah. No, it's not a different standard. I'm not saying that. I expect him to play well and produce, but you have a guy as a quarterback. That's different. That's the most prestigious position in all of pro sports, in my opinion, and you're asking a lot. You know, and we're sticking them back out there, and it's not like we have training camp. It's not like there's a preseason games. We're getting them ready. This is a real game, you know, and it counts. So he's got to go out there and play well. And you can't simulate everything that's going to happen in a game in practice. There's just no way to do it. So at that position, I think you got to be a little bit more understanding as you go through it. Want them to play well. I think the more guys are around our system and how we play, the better they'll be. But, again, this is the first time for everybody, and we're going through it right now. Right now, that's my intention to do that. You know, that's there's something medically, which no one's told me. I mean, he played the whole game or something like that's not right. He will go out there and play next week versus the Bills.
When you talk about Russ, is part of that maybe the fact that did he miss some guys that were running open because he hasn't played in so long and then decided to try to leave the pocket?
Well, I know you guys seen there were some opportunities to hit some guys underneath, and sometimes it's not just him. Sometimes guys need to be a little bit wider than what they were. You know, they got to be in the right spot, you know. But do you think we can still be able to complete the ball? Yeah, you do. So that's what it is. It's getting to know these guys, again, in a game situation. Practice is different. I hope we know that. We practice fast and do all that. But the game is a different game, you know, once you're playing the game. It is.
What's the number one thing you saw that you showed that you said he showed he belongs? What's
I thought the poise and the ability to run around with the ball and to protect himself. You know, I think that's what we're all concerned about. You know, if he did get hit, if he did go down, how would he get up? You know, and he did. You know, and I thought for the most part he was pretty team protecting. You know, wasn't trying to put himself in situations to where, you know, he was just going to get hit and maybe not get up. So I thought that he showed that he's made that jump, you know, and I think that's important. Again, I think he's a young player that's emerged, and he's starting to arrow go up. You know, I think these young guys have been playing a lot. They start off going, you know, learning how to play the NFL game, and then you start making plays, and then you kind of taper off a little bit, and then you hit it again, and hopefully he'll finish the season strong with making plays because we think this guy has a bright future ahead of him.
The point is the interception, obviously, was a flea flicker, and the was in a triple coverage.
Yeah, no, it was. That was disappointing, you know, but you took a shot and shouldn't, but we did, you know. So at the same time, that's on me. I made the call, so I'll take responsibility for that.
At one point, we saw a little heated exchange between Terrell and RG that was shown on TV. Did you happen to notice that, and what was that all about?
Oh, yeah, I noticed it because we were trying to get in the right formation. I think one was trying to call the formation, the other one saying, you know, trying to get people lined up. Those things happen from time to time. That's nothing. I don't think anybody should read into that. Those things happen from time to time.
Crowell's 100-yard game, was it him doing something different?
I'm sorry?
Crowell's 100-yard game, was it him doing something different or the line?
No, I think it's us doing something different. You know, I thought, you know, that was another one of the areas, as I told you, we need to get the running game back to going. I thought that part of it we did okay. You know, not great, but better. And we got to continue to get better at it. But, you know, this is a team sport, you know, and we got to play well in all phases, you know, special teams, offense, defense, and to win a game. And as I said before, we almost have to play close to perfect to do that. You know, we can't play in spurts, can't play not well enough in the first half and then come out in the second half and do some things better and then think you can catch a good team because they have good players too. So we got to find a way to start faster.
How much of a detriment is it when Terrell just doesn't get involved?
Oh, it's tough because he's a playmaker, you know, and you know, we want to get him involved. We're trying to, and you got to remember the other team's trying to take him away. And so we got to find more ways, you know. That was disappointing. But the one thing I left the game with being disappointed about from our staff standpoint and from offensive standpoint is not getting him more opportunities. But, again, they were trying to take him away. And it's not like I don't think Robert was not looking for him. I think he was trying, you know. But this guy flashed, that guy flashed, and you got to go try to make a play someplace else.
Took some deep shots early. Was that part of the plan?
Oh, yeah. No, that was, you know. And I thought one was pass interference. They didn't call it, you know. And those things right now for us, it's like those things we'll talk about because those things make a difference in our game. You know, that's a huge game or it's, you know, we're getting the ball down there because it's a penalty. And we can't get those right now for whatever the reason is. You know, we don't get those calls. And that's part of it. Just got to spend more time, you know. Got to spend more time.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks.